While Congress came to terms on some of the work on taxes it needed to do to avoid the fiscal cliff, there are some critical issues that lawmakers punted to the next Congress. Those automatic across-the-board spending cuts known as sequestration will still have to be dealt with in a couple of months. Joining us live this morning, Professor Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy for George Mason University. And Professor, over the last few months, we've talked about how just the threat of sequestration hanging over the area was enough to have an impact, and doesn't seem like much has changed in that regard.
Well, good morning. You're absolutely correct. This was really the good, the bad, and the ugly, I think, as we look at it all. We do have some certainty. We know what our tax rates are going to be. That's going to help a lot of Washingtonians as they plan their future. But they also know their taxes are going up, and that's going to reduce spending. I think it's going to take a percent or so out of the economy just in less spending, about $4 billion of capacity on that, on the tax increase. The worst part of this, though, is that federal spending, which is so important to the local economy, is basically frozen in place for 2 months, and we're still facing substantial reductions going forward.
So you're saying that even if we do avoid the sequestration cuts, which got pushed back, that we're likely to see some cuts in one form or another that will impact our area?
Well, I think we should plan on it. It's already happening. As we've talked before, we now have 19 consecutive months of decreases in federal employment. These aren't large increases. The November data just came out last week, and we're down 4,000 jobs from a year ago. It's sort of this steady erosion in the federal workforce, and federal contractors are feeling the pain too, and they're not hiring. Some of them are cutting back. So the top end of our economy is struggling, and that's the high-paying jobs, and that's where our job growth has been so strong over the last decade, and it's just not going to be there this year. And probably next year, and maybe for several more after that.
Is this enough to slow what progress there has been in the housing recovery?
Well, it's going to slow the whole economy. The forecast for 2013 is a little slower than for 2012, which was sort of a mediocre year, wasn't as any better than 2011. So we're sort of stuck in neutral. The housing market, though, I think is strong enough. We have enormous pent-up demand. The forecasts for housing are... prices keep going up a little bit. We're up about 6% over last year overall, and I think the second half of this year is going to be much stronger because of housing construction. And it's going to be single-family, townhouses, and attached, along with apartments. We've seen the apartments now, multifamily being pretty strong the last 18 months, but it's all going to fill in, and it's going to make 14 a much better year. But we have to get there. We've had this whole year in front of us, and it's not going to be a good one.
Yeah, and we've heard about the income tax rates not going up for most people. We do have the payroll tax going up for a lot of people, pretty much most people. Is that going to be a big issue?
It is, and I think the analyses show that across the country, that's about 77% of the workforce or the population's going to experience higher taxes this year because of the payroll tax increase. We're going to feel it a little more in the Washington area. And if you just run the average in the rough numbers, it's about $4.1 billion in potentially less retail or consumer spending in the local economy. You know, $4 billion is a lot of money. It's maybe only 1% of our economy, but we need that 1%. That's what has made this year a little bit better on the retail side than last year, and you know, that's at risk.
So much for our celebration on the congressional deal. Thanks, Professor. Good to talk to you.
Very good.
Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy for George Mason University.